Merry Chrysler from all of us here at Minimal Filters. This is episode 16 of not only the most reliable university podcast in the world, but also the most relatable. And for those of you asking, yes, we do have furniture in our apartment. On today's show, we go big. We have not zero, not one, but two editions of our nails. We go over the nails of things everyone does during Christmas time, and then we get into the songs that define the 2000s, which is probably going to be our most debated nails of all time. After those highly debatable nails, we get into Facts No Printer, where the loser has to call one of our local malls and ask if they can come see their very favorite Santa Claus. And as always, we cleanse off the entire show with our shower thoughts of the day. Let's go.
Two best friends to talk about life.
Partying.
Masturbation.
How to find love.
Being 5'11".
Yeah.
This is basically just a podcast for the people.
A lifestyle podcast.
You can play it anytime.
Think about it. You can't bite down on something. You literally bite high.
What? What?
This is a podcast for young adults, university and college students, and anyone else who wants to listen to a couple of relatable delinquents who talk about life.
I'm not horny, I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Shoddy. What's a Shoddy? Well, the Shoddy is the first of its kind. It's a functional piece of jewelry that also works as a shotgun necklace. Shoddies are affordable, dual-purpose necklaces with a multitude of designs. Go right now to their website, theshoddy.com, that's T-H-E-C-H-O-T-Y.com, and order one for either yourself or a loved one this holiday season. Use special discount code MFERS, that's capital M-F, lowercase E-R-S, for an extra 10% off of your order.
Very good.
Bing!
Killed it, first
that
try.
Happy
Christmas.
Merry Chrysler!
Happy Christmas to the fans.
I mean, it's not Christmas today, but it's Christmas season.
It counts.
It's Christmas podcast.
Before we get started, Kay, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why was Santa's little helper depressed? Because he had low elf esteem.
Okay, whatever. Okay. Yep.
Do you like that?
He had a little elf esteem?
He had low elf esteem.
That's kind of funny. I would have guessed that.
Did you like it, though?
It was all right. I've definitely heard better Christmas jokes, but
that was like literally no other better Christmas jokes than that.
There probably is.
Name one. Do you got one? No. Come on, spit it out.
What did Miss Claus catch Santa doing at Christmas?
I don't know.
Fucking his ho-ho-hos.
Wow.
That's not bad for
that's
on the
what
spot.
She got. Yeah.
Fuck, I'm sweating.
You're definitely the first person to ever say that. Ever.
Of course,
you're
man. No one's ever thought of ho ho hos like that.
Yeah. As mentioned before, Kale and I are going to do not one but two nails today. One Christmas related, obviously. Like things you do at Christmas. I mean, such as like licking light poles around your house until you get stuck to one, and then your parents have to call an ambulance to get you unglued to it.
Unglued, so the ice turns into
unstuck,
glue? Unfrozen.
It was basically a synonym. Stuck is a synonym for glued.
All right. Like Nathan said, two nails. Not just because it's the holiday season, but we haven't done a nails in like four episodes now.
So we're gonna do two.
We owe ya.
And our second nails, very controversial.
It's gonna be fucked.
Songs that define the 2000s.
Like there isn't any better years.
Oh, of music? It literally, if you look back at music, like, I honestly say, like, 50% of my Apple Music is from the 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, just too many good songs. Like,
obviously,
like,
I'll go first.
Jinx, bro.
Obviously, like, the 90s has great music, 80s too, but for our age group of people, the most, I mean, we grew up in the 2000s, so we're gonna obviously have a little piece of our heart.
And feel free to tell us like songs that we missed or ones that you think should be on because as cultured as Kale and I are, I'm sure we might forget some great songs on there.
We're seasoned, bro.
I'm pretty mature for my age, I'll be honest.
Yeah, very classy. That's the thing too. There's so many fucking bangers and we only get to pick 10, so...
Five each. We only
five
each.
The 10 total will be obviously all probably 10 of the top 15. So those five we miss, either they're going to be in our honorable mentions, which we're going to list... which I have a lot of.
Yeah.
Or you guys just tell us, be like, hey, Cluey, you missed this song, or hey, Blaze.
Yeah, okay.
You missed that one.
Yeah, okay, buddy. We will then finish up the show with Facts No Printer, where one of us will have to convince a local mall that we want to see Santa at any cost, any cost possible.
The loser of
Facts. And then, as always, we give the people our shower thoughts of the day.
Which is never going to...
Are you sure?
It's never going to go anywhere. It's the only thing we've done every single episode.
I think we've talked every single episode.
Okay.
I think we've created banter every episode.
Yeah, we've formed relationship.
Do you want to lie some more?
No.
Okay, buddy.
I'm just saying it's the only segment we've kept every single episode.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome.
Before we get into the show itself, as you all know, we went to the back alley last weekend. Very fun. But I just wanted to shout out the two girls who fought at the very end of the night at the back alley. Yeah. That was fucking awesome.
It was, man, there was like, everyone was lined up for coat check, which is like a small little area right at the entrance / exit. So everyone who's leaving or just trying to get their jacket, they're all in one big fucking just mangled pile. And no one was throwing fists. Everyone was kind of just laughing, having a good time, probably spreading COVID. And then these two girls out of nowhere just started throwing bombs.
Tackle. The one girl tackled the one girl, I think.
Dude, well, it started with a sucker bomb. But I literally watched it all. Here she got tackled.
Here's what I have to ask you, though. Here's my question. Is there anything more entertaining than two females throwing it down?
Honestly, no.
No.
Not a damn thing.
I don't think that could be beat.
And I've seen a couple girls fight before, mainly at nightclubs, but that was by far the best female fight I've ever seen.
There was legit. I think there was like four or five bounce. Like they needed four or five bouncers. Dude,
every
security
guard
them.
In the fucking place was there.
Yeah,
and they were still throwing.
It was just right in front of us, too, like right at our feet. It was pretty awesome.
And there was people like, "Oh, world star!" Of course, but there was like 15 cell phones out there. I didn't get a video because I'm not a piece of shit.
I didn't get a video, but it stuck in my memory forever. So, despite being quietly intoxicated, is that a word? Quietly? No, probably not.
Quietly.
Quietly?
Quietly. No. I don't think quietly is.
No. Okay. Let's just fucking start the show already. I'm tired of mumbling. Nails of Christmas things we all do. Is that... What do you want to... Christmas things we do?
It's things you do during the Xmas holidays. That's really what you
What's
said.
What's Xmas?
Christmas, sorry. Things you do during the Christmas holidays.
Okay.
Why is it X?
I actually found it today. It has something to do with Greek stuff. I don't know.
Okay, because I mean like Christmas, Zeus. Be close to Christmas.
Yeah,
but
Xmas, it has something to do with like in Latin, X, Christ, or I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, I see.
I'm not a gynecologist, languageologist.
There you go, that's what it is.
Languageologist is not a thing.
No, neither is gynecologist, it's
gynecologist.
Gynecologist.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
It's tails.
Fuck!
First pick for Nathan again.
Oh.
With my first pick in the nails of Christmas stuff, things we do, watch Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Whether it's Home Alone, Die Hard, or Elf, everyone watches them.
Mm-hmm.
Kale, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Mine is Elf. I know everyone's going to say it's so stereotypical, but it's good, man.
And you can, like, no matter what age, like, obviously as a kid I found it hilarious, but I, like, watch it now and I still, like, there's so many good lines in it and it's... Will Ferrell's one of his best performances, honestly, one of his best.
He's definitely the actor of our generation, and he's one of the...
Ooh, that's very debatable.
No, he's easily the actor of our generation.
The actor?
Of course, dude.
How many awards has he won?
Probably like 40. Honestly, can I Google it right now?
How many awards Will Ferrell's won?
Yeah, I'll do my pick, and then while your next pick, I'll Google it out. Or you want to Google it right now?
I'll just look it up right now. You go with your
pick. Eat a shit ton of food. My one is over the Christmas holidays, just eat a fuckload of food.
I had mine as a feast. I just had a feast for food. But
eat a shit ton of food.
He really hasn't won the... I literally looked up Will Ferrell Awards, and there's only six. And one of them is MTV Movie Award, Kids' Choice Award, Teens' Choice Award. So not very... Not really.
But he's probably been a lot of movies that have won awards. So
he has 3 Emmy Awards, and that's it.
Did you know he won one for Succession?
Yeah, because he's a producer.
Yeah, that's sick.
Thank you. We'll also get into... we'll talk about that later. Fuck that. I'm not going to get any more right now.
Yeah, come on.
Next one. I have decorated a Christmas tree. I mean, the only time... I'm a Grinch when it comes to Christmas music. It was on at my work the other day, and within 20 minutes, I was ready to run through a wall or something or bash my head on a mirror. But... Quite honestly, one of the few times I will sit down and be like, you know what Christmas music's allowed to be on right now is when you're sitting around and just putting decorations on the Christmas tree. So, let's go with that. That's about all I got. I have dope-ass decorations back at home with the fam. Obviously, we have no Christmas decorations here.
We have a tree. Right by
we do
tree.
Have an awesome
it's also,
tree.
It's like our summer tree and our fall tree.
It's our everything tree.
Yeah. So what exactly did you say?
Decorating a Christmas tree.
Okay, yeah, cool. Okay, that was, yeah, all right, that's fair. That's a pretty good tutu. I would have said probably something else, but whatever, it's just you. What I'm going to say.
So you say, go ahead with yours.
Buy presents.
Buy presents. Yeah. Very, yeah.
I mean, buy presents. What else do you do during
what
Christmas?
What else do you do?
During the holidays, that's when you start buying presents.
Just spend stupid amount of money on.
Have you done your shopping yet?
Nope.
I haven't fucking bought a single thing.
Isn't it December 20th? I think today.
Yeah. I've always been like this though.
Yeah, I've kind of gotten to the point where, I mean, I go to the mall and I'm like, fuck, these lines suck. And then at the same time, I'm like, I did this to myself. Like,
yeah, you're the one who showed up there.
And you always play yourself, I find, in those situations. Yeah. Like, let's be honest, like, I could have easily done this in November and been like, you know what, I'm going to get ahead of myself. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what I'm getting my family yet. That's how prepared I was for Christmas.
I have no idea either. And in my extended family's Christmas, we pick like from a bowl of names, and you got to get one of those family members a present. I got my brother for that too. So I think my brother won for that Christmas.
Does your brother listen to this podcast?
No.
Okay. So that's good.
I don't think he does. He knows I have him. Like, we know who you
yeah,
have.
My number three is drink.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
To clarify, because I think when you're with your friends who just got back, when you have family in town, I mean, that's just, you just drink. You just drink alcohol. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not much sure. Everyone, when I was at work the other day, people were talking about how they, like, love their rum and eggnog. Not for me, bro.
I've never actually, like, had a rum and eggnog. I've had eggnog growing up as a kid, like everyone did, but I've never had rum and eggnog. I'd be down to try it.
Eggnog makes me sick.
I know a majority of people who actually don't mind it. I think
eggnog, to me, looks like some puke that I've vomited.
Isn't eggnog like egg? What exactly is eggnog?
I think it has egg in it.
What is it, egg whites kind of basically put into a fucking...
I think it has egg in it.
Okay, stop being a fucking idiot. You know what it is other than egg.
No,
obviously,
I literally
it's
have
got
no
egg
clue.
In it.
I literally have no clue. I'll also look that up while you Thanks. Go with your next one.
My next one is build gingerbread houses.
Very good.
Yeah. Everyone,
very classic.
Everyone, I think, has done at least once in their life.
It's a milk punch with egg in it. It is traditionally made with milk, cream, sugar, whipped cream, egg yolks, and egg whites.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that bad, all that sugar and cream.
That's why your hangovers would be nuts on that.
That's true.
All that sugar in it.
True. Plus, you have a food hangover anyways after Christmas.
What do you think? Okay, if you had to think of one drink right now that gives you the worst hangovers ever.
Wine.
Yeah, okay.
White wine is the worst
yeah.
fucking hangover. It's a different kind
I guess,
of hangover.
Yeah. Well, wine drunk is a different kind of drunk. And that's facts.
Just get super horny.
That's facts. Why?
Why no, I get so fucking
you
horny.
Get horny? I get sloppy drunk, man.
No, I just get. I have a constant boner the whole time after I go out drinking a bottle of wine. It just doesn't go away.
I'm trying to bite my tongue right now. It's just fucked up. It just.
I don't know, man. Just,
does it still work at the end of the night for you?
With wine, it does.
Only
for sure.
With wine, hey?
I don't even wake up with a boner still. Wine just does something.
That's
magical.
Magic. That's literally magic. Okay, my fourth. It's fourth.
Yes,
my fourth.
Okay.
Wear Christmas sweaters.
Nice.
One of my favorite things to do is, like, when you get a group of people and you're like, we're wearing Christmas sweaters tonight. Fuck, it's such a vibe.
That is an absolute vibe.
It's like if you have, like, a theme party, but no one's going to judge you for this theme. Like, think about it. If you have people over and you're like, you're wearing Christmas sweaters tonight, no one's going to judge you for your theme. But, like, if you had a regular party where you're like, let's do CEOs and office hoes, there's going to be people like, fuck these guys. I hate that theme.
Yeah, that's fact.
How's that?
Man, wasn't that your fifth? I'm confused right now of the order. Because your first one was
I've only said watch Christmas movies, decorate a Christmas tree, and get drunk. / drink alcohol. That's all I've said.
I could have sworn you said Xmas music.
No, Xmas music. No, I just
you
said.
You were just saying that.
I just said that listening.
Oh.
Okay. Why would I do two picks in one?
I don't know. I just
that's basically what you would have thought I did there.
What? No.
I just said that the only time I listen to Christmas music is when I'm decorating Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I was just stating a fact.
Okay. For some reason, my mind just got fucked up there. It's been a long ass day. Okay. My fourth.
Yeah, your face shows it.
My fourth is hit the ski hills. Everyone who comes back, huh?
You don't even ski and you said that.
Every single person who comes back to fucking our area in the Christmas holidays goes skiing.
Yeah, that's fair.
More times than not.
That's fair. I mean, like, I agree with you. I just think that's hilarious because you don't ski.
So? Still hit the ski hills.
No, you don't.
Yeah, bro, I ski all the fucking time.
Okay, mine is going, I'm not going to really piggyback off that, but mine was just go sledding around your place. not going to ski hills right
now. Oh, yeah, you do that, Bales? You fucking slide around.
I literally have a note in here. It says, it was obviously something we all did as kids, but even now, it's still fun as hell. I am the definition of a grown-ass man, and I'll still go sledding. How's that, buddy?
Hey, I get to write that note just to say it on this podcast.
Because I'm a definition of a grown-ass man?
Oh, grown-ass man? Going through puberty right now?
Why did you voice crack there?
Okay. My fifth and final, just going to get nice and sentimental here. Seed family.
I hate that.
Everyone sees family that you don't usually see on a regular basis during the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, that's totally true.
So just see family that you haven't seen that for a while.
A few of those. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Okay, cool. Those will be up on our Instagram for you guys to vote on. That one's probably going to be very one-sided either way. This one, the next one, the songs of the 2000s, though.
I honestly, hold on. I think you did better. We got to throw honorable mentions, too.
This shit going bonkers.
I think you did. I'll honestly admit you might have a better list for this one. And right now we're tied 3-3 overall in Nails history.
I think we're tied.
I think we've done 6 and it's 3-3. This one, I think you might have had me.
I don't pay attention enough to our podcast numbers to know.
That's absolute cap. Go through your 5 one more time and then list your honorable mentions.
My 5, I have Christmas movies, decorating a Christmas tree, drink alcohol, wear Christmas sweaters. What did I miss?
Go sledding around your place.
Go sledding. Fuck. Sorry, guys.
You must be a really big slider and
then,
if you missed it.
And then my honorable mentions were opening presents early and going skating.
I had those really side by side on my honorable mentions, too.
So you're just copying me now.
Yeah. My 5 were eat a shit ton of food, buy presents, build gingerbread houses, hit the slopes, the ski hills, and see family. My honorable mentions were sleep in, drive around looking at Xmas lights. That one I actually kind of wish I put on because that's a very common thing to do at Christmas time too with your family. And then also lastly, which I also kind of wish I put, get a picture with Santa.
Very good. That's a very sneaky hint to our prank call later.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there are grown-ass men who call malls to like make sure that Santa Claus is there for them to get pictures with?
We're about to. We're grown-ass men.
I am a grown-ass man. All right. Let's get into a more fun one.
This Nails is going to be fucking... everyone fucking... If you're driving right now, bonkers. Buckle your seatbelts. If you're laying in bed...
Just turn on some bangers. You're going to be like... Every song we're about to list off is an absolute banger.
Every single time we say a song, pause our podcast and listen to that song and just fucking get the vibes going.
I think everyone listens to these. Like, honestly... I'm about to burp.
Thanks for the fucking warning. I was...
Well, sorry. I didn't want to just burp into my mic. All right. I think every single song on my list isn't just an absolute banger.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay. Okay, I'll let you call it again.
No, I'll flip it this time.
You want to flip it? Okay. You can go ahead. I think Tails Never Fails.
Tails.
I knew it.
So fucking Bales gets first overall pick, both of these. Fuck.
The number one song that I'm choosing.
Hold on. Before you pick, are you going to do what I'm going to do and sing the song, or are you just going to say the song like a little pussy?
I'm going to be a little pussy because I don't want too many women to listen to me sing and get seduced by my voice. So
That's basically just you saying you have a shitty voice and you don't want people to hear it.
No, that's not what
I have
I said.
A bad voice, but that's I think it's fun to just get in the Christmas spirit and sing songs.
First overall pick, very easy one. Everyone probably knows it word by word. Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
And what year?
I don't think you want me to actually look. I looked all these up to make sure the years were good, but the majority of my songs were. Dude, I can't even find the year of it.
Type in Party in the USA year.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Why are you asking? Why do I need to put the year in right now? It's 2009.
Yeah, I just like hearing that because it's like, that was 12 fucking years ago. That blows my mind.
Okay, well, just so you know in advance, I don't have the years written down for any of these. So.
Nah, that's fucked up.
But they're all confirmed to be in the 2000s. So, that was an easy one. Like, realistically, like, could you sing it word by word? Probably.
No, not quite. I could probably sing, like, maybe miss, like, one or two words.
Yeah, okay, thank you, though. Yeah.
Okay, mine, which I'm honestly surprised you didn't take.
I know what you're going to say.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. Continue it.
Please, fuck, man.
What's it called, Bales? But you don't know what it's called.
Let's see if you're real. Mr. Brightside down, man.
Why did you pick that as your 1-1? That's literally the everyone in the world 1-1 would have been that.
No, I feel like Party in the USA can make a pretty strong case to be a lot better than that one. That's one that really gained traction like lately because it's like a go-to like white people song to party party with. But Party in the USA, like since the moment it came out, it's been like literally an OG.
I think both those songs.
Because, like, OG for me, like, I don't remember Mr. Brightside when I was younger. Obviously, I know it now.
Oh, I've known it since I was a fucking five or six. It came on 04, which is also fucked, man. 17 years
ago. Okay, so my second song is one that I honestly thought, like, when you started saying that you're upset that you didn't take it, I thought you were going to say this one. But I have Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado. Okay, yeah. I literally thought you were going to take it. It is by far my favorite song to dance to at any bar or club. And I'm going to be honest with you, it gets my hormones revved up. Like they
so it
just,
makes you horny.
It gets me another way. I'll tell you right now.
Promiscuous is a hard word to spell.
Promiscuous?
Yeah.
Promiscuous. I'm pretty sure I spelled that right.
Cous. You missed two U's. You literally spelled promiscuous.
I just misspelled promiscuous live on our podcast. And it's one of my favorite songs of all time. Pretty stellar pick. What do you got next?
My number two. Look at this photograph. I'm going to stop singing. Yeah. My voice is not good today. Oh, my God.
Holy fuck.
Man, there's some days my voice feels good, but not today. I wish we could just fucking restart me.
Anyway. Wow, dude. No, you have to literally sing every single one now.
I have to
because
now?
Because you started it.
Okay, photograph
just
by
so everyone,
back.
Literally every single person who's going to listen to this segment is going to be like, holy fuck, I can't believe this guy's actually attempting to sing everyone.
It's
going to
be like, I've probably told some girls before, like, yeah, I can sing. I just don't usually sing in front of people. Now they're going to hear this.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, Photograph by Nickelback, every
good
single
one.
Person. And that song came out 2009.
Definitely more of a, definitely more of like a Canadian song. Like all of the people who listen to this basically will be like, oh, fuck yeah. But I don't know how popular it was. Nickelback really popular in the States?
Yes.
Were they?
Nickelback is popular all across the world.
Yeah, sure. Why did I even ask that?
Not
obviously,
sure.
They're the best band of all time.
Would you rate 2006?
Okay, so I was thinking about it, like all-time ratings for bands. I was thinking about it, like I'd have Queen, probably number one, and then number two, I'd have Nickelback.
Oh my God. You're going to get some hate for that one, Bills.
Why?
You put Queen and then
Nickelback. What? Name one other good band that's better than Nickelback.
One other good band?
Yeah.
Bare Naked Ladies?
Who are the Beatles even?
Shut up. Okay, what's your third pick, Bales?
Okay, my third pick makes me just reminisce about like my life as a child around, you know, the 2009, 2010. My song that came out in 2009, the only one I know the year of because I looked it up to make sure. I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas.
I had that one next too.
I got like holy attaboy. Fuck, man. I mean, you saw the hype it brought just to that karaoke bar when I sang it like a couple weeks ago. But man, does that song just like make it puts everyone in a good mood, I feel like. Like it's a feel good song, you know what I'm saying?
It's like as soon as you hear like dun 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 dun, everyone's like, oh
yeah.
Shit.
Everyone's like fucking who's the best in that band? Do you think
Will I Am probably.
Would you put Will I Am ahead of Fergie?
Yeah. I would.
Debatable. I would
but Fergie also has her own solo shit.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to take that back. I do put Will I Am ahead of Fergie just because of Fergie's when she sang the national anthem and just butchered it.
And the Rockets regulate.
Yeah. And then everyone's just laughing. All right.
My third. I'll have to sing, I guess, still, hey?
You have to.
Shout it, yo, my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need.
That wasn't bad.
Baby.
That wasn't bad. I've had, yeah, was, what's
that
song called again?
That was Angel by Shaggy. Oh, fuck, you're being serious.
Life is one
very
big
good.
Party when you're still young.
Way to slow it down. What do I got? I got two club songs, Party in the USA, and I really consider it. Would you consider Party in the USA a club song? Would you? I don't know.
Why would you say why would you say that? Is that's your pick?
What?
That's your pick?
Pardon the what?
That's your pick?
No, I was just asking.
But don't
a
say
question.
Other songs then.
I was just asking a
well,
question.
Well, that was my next song.
I already it. Have Party in the I already said Party in the USA, dumb fuck. Holy fuck. Would you consider it a club song though?
Yes. All these are club songs basically. They've always come on before in the club. Other than maybe photographs.
All right, I'm going to slow it down here. No, I'm not. Fuck that.
Don't.
Let's go
there.
With Low by Flo Rida. I went through a phase when I was younger. Like, I used to dance. Like, I thought I was going to be a street dancer. I think it was when Step Up 2 came out. I literally thought I was going to be a street dancer. And this was the one that, like...
Step Up 2, The Streets.
Yeah, I literally thought this was, like... This song, like, was my breakout song. And I think I videotaped myself dancing to it. There's probably a clip of it somewhere if you want to see it.
Man, I think I watched Step Up 2, The Streets with my cousin and my brother when I was probably, like, 9 or 10. I came on, like...
Would you dance? Would you dance with it?
I was in the theater. I was in the theater, but I remember like being like, I want to be like Channing Tatum when I grow up.
Yeah, I wanted to. I literally went through a phase probably like a year or two that I thought I was going to be a dancer, like a street dancer.
Okay.
Do I look like one now? I have the body of one.
No. Okay, I'm gonna have it for this song. I'm gonna sing the start, and you come in.
You seem very upset right now with me.
No, you.
Are you not liking my questions? I'm just. No. Well, why don't you answer them honestly then?
Okay, ask me a question.
Okay.
Ask me the same question you just asked me.
Okay, do I look like I have the body of a street dancer?
No.
What does the body of a street dancer look like?
They're probably like 145, 150 pounds.
And 6 foot probably, yeah.
No, skinny. Probably like 5'7". Street dancers are tiny, bro.
Oh, I guess they got to be small to do the twists.
I guess, yeah, you'd probably fit the credentials.
I'm literally 6 feet tall.
You're fucking tiny. All right. My fourth...
If I know the song, I'll get into it, but...
Somebody call 911! Oh, shit. That was probably too loud to say in our apartment. Oh, fuck.
Oh, the crackheads in our...
Dude, that was actually...
The crackheads in our hallway are literally going to be like, holy fuck! Like, you're tweaking out.
I hope no one actually calls... Oh, shit. I should have fucking thought that one
through. I hope no one calls
911. Fire Burning by Sean Kingston.
Can you imagine if... I really hope no. Here. Good song. Yeah, no, absolutely. I can't argue with you on that one.
That year, by the way, 2009, which was the same year of I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas. So that's a fucking year for
sure. I know. That's what I was thinking. I said, I think Party in the USA was 2009 too. So 2009 was the year to be alive, in case you're wondering. Is that last round here, right?
Last round here.
Okay. I'm debating between another club song if I want to slow it down between an OG.
I don't know, man. The fans are probably feeling pretty
bummed. Let's go with You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift. What?
All this time, how could you not know, baby?
You belong with me.
You belong with me.
For anyone wondering, I haven't been signed to a record deal yet for some reason.
You know what it is, man? We don't sound good solo, but when we combine and serenade, it's actually not bad.
It does.
We complement each other's voices.
We're a combo deal. An absolute heart stringer, holy fuck. An absolute heart string puller to this day. I'll probably get married to this song. How's that? Actually, there's some better ones. I'll think about it.
Dude, that was all 2009.
Okay, so
2009, this is fuck, because my fifth one is also 09. So we have You Belong With Me, 09. I Got a Feeling, 09. Fire Burning, 09.
Party in the USA.
You Belong With Me, 09. And then my last song, which is also 09, is always going to be another mountain.
I'm always you were with another Nickelback? Just kidding.
No, you weren't kidding. You weren't kidding.
What? You literally singing that was Miley Cyrus song.
You thought that was Nickelback.
The Climb?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think The Climb was
Nickelback. Oh, you thought that was Nickelback.
Have you ever...
Yeah, anyways, The Climb, Miley Cyrus is 09, and that is a fucking...
Okay, let's be honest. I think if Nickelback did like a cover of The Climb, it would be fucking banger.
Oh, shit.
So we both have a Miley Cyrus one on there.
You have... Well, sir, what was your... Oh, you said Taylor Swift was... Yeah, You Belong With Me was your last one.
Okay. My five, I'm just going to list off my five and then quickly go over my my honorable mentions. And I'll tell you which one of my honorable mentions is my favorite. And then you can do the same.
All right.
Okay, so my five, Party in the USA, Promiscuous, I Got a Feeling, Low by Flo Rida, and then You Belong With Me by T-Swizzle. My honorable mentions, I had Yeah by Usher. Fuck, I was so close choosing that song the whole time because that song at the club is just another level. It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Everyone knows it. Everyone can sing it.
Oh, dude, you want song? Oh, no. Never mind. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, it's okay. Like a G6. Like, I don't know what it is, yeah, but I like, yeah, I know, but if you, it's funny, like if you think about it, when you were like in the 2000s, you definitely listened to it, but yeah. Like, I kind of forgot about it, if I'm being honest. Crazy in Love by Beyonce, her and Jay-Z. I had that in there, but I was going to take it off just because of the fact I can't believe Beyonce chose Jay-Z over me. It fucking pisses me off to this day. And then kind of upset neither of us chose a Pitbull song, but I had Hotel Room Service. The man doesn't.
You say Pitbull?
Yeah.
Wait, what, what did I always say?
Mr. Worldwide Dally?
Mr. Worldwide Dally.
Nice. Okay. That was your best one so far.
That was pretty fucking
yeah, good. And then my comments for that is Pitbull doesn't miss. He's the goat of bald people.
Yeah. He is. He's like the epitome of male baldness perfection.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you awesome. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Those
What's
are
yours?
Great. Honestly, those are different honorable mentions than I had, so that's awesome. My five picks, Mr. Brightside, The Killers, Photograph by Nickelback, Angel by Shaggy, Fire Burning by Sean Kingston, and The Climb by Billy Ray Cyrus' daughter, Miley. My honorable mentions were Crank That by Soulja Boy.
I had that on there.
Hot and Cold, Katy Perry. This one stinks I didn't say it. Umbrella by Rihanna. And also the best thing about tonight's that we're not fighting. Secondhand Serenade, Fall For You. That one was like my favorite song of all time for like 6 years. Still kind of is.
You didn't throw on your favorite song?
No, because it's not everyone else's favorite song, right? It's like just mine. I'm from Indus. We didn't have the same songs out there.
Understandable. Did you ever hear Promiscuous as a kid?
No, not up until like high school. In the Club by 50 Cent was another one too I didn't say. And yeah, those are my honorable
all
mentions.
Good. Like the, what's the call?
Oh,
what's
I have one more. Called? You know that one by Jesse McCartney? I don't know what it's called. I couldn't find what it was called, so I couldn't, but it was like, and baby girl, I've been watching you all day.
No.
Some got behind you.
Yeah, so the 2000s, literally.
Leaving by Jesse McCartney, that's what it is.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the 2000s, the pinnacle of music of all time.
Facts. 2009.
Maybe there was bangers like way back in the day, like, you know, like the 1700s, like with their drums and shit.
Yeah, facts.
Just banging on drums and stuff.
Yeah, I don't
know if that was a...
Oh, fuck.
All right. That will also be up on our IG soon.
We're going to post at different times, though. So the first one we're going to post probably in a couple days from now, probably by Wednesday or Thursday, will be the first Nails, the Christmas edition one. And then this one will be posted before the weekend.
You post the Christmas one on Christmas Eve.
Should I do this one first then? On the 22nd and 24th?
No.
Oh, because they won't listen. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out, dude. Don't worry, man. Don't give these people insider information on how we work our podcast.
You're right. You guys will see. How about that?
Yeah, when we send it over to our team of editors and all that, we'll figure out when it comes back.
So I go to our editors of sound and like video and then like the frequency editors.
And then we have to send it to our agent to make sure we didn't say anything stupid in it.
Yeah, and he's got to send it to like the agency manager, which is way even higher up than him. And then they got to send it back to us and say, here, you can post it on
social media. And then we actually send it to Barack Obama because...
You ruined that one. He's my man. So bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
You should have just thought
Did I just pull a you?
Yeah. You pulled a me.
Do you think... Oh, I should have said Joe Rogan. Fuck. Oh. Another good bald... What's with just bald people popping up on our podcast?
Yeah, but...
Pitbull...
Joe Rogan's like accidentally bald. Okay. He just went bald. Pitbull's like... He's like, I'm going to shave my head.
Who is the goat of bald people though? Like, do you think it is Pitbull?
Yeah, Pitbull or Jeff Bezos?
I think it's The Rock.
Oh shit!
It's got to be The Rock.
Yeah,
he's the goat. He's the goat of everything. He's ripped.
It's about drive.
It's about power.
We stay hungry.
We devour.
Putting the work
is.
That should be our new fucking slogan for our.
We should
podcast.
Just use his. Like that song is
all
our intro.
All of his quotes, use them as like our quotes on our Instagram posts, something like that.
Just copy him till he gets our attention. It's okay. We'll interview him sometime soon. I'm sure he'll get the chance to interview him. All right. Facts, no printer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll quickly go over how this works. Just the rules quickly, just so for those who don't know.
Well, before I go over the rules, Facts, no printer is actually brought to you by our good friends over at Good Under Pressure. Are you sick of having to stare at unwanted graffiti of Santa or vandalism of reindeer? Say no more. Good Under Pressure has the best graffiti solutions on the entire planet. Their eco-friendly products work on numerous surfaces and help them get back to looking better than ever. Check out their website over at goodunderpressure.com, spelled exactly how it sounds, and click on Request a Proposal. Good Under Pressure. Not only their name, but also the way they sponsor podcasts.
I didn't see that one coming. still no graffiti, no minimal filters logos, graffitied anywhere. Kind of ridiculous.
Kind of fucked up. But yeah, so fax, no printer. Like we've done before, Nathan and I will go over a number of either fax or printers, which is truth or lies, basically, that we did to try to stump one another. Whoever gets a worse score at the end of the five has to do what, Bales?
Today, he is going to be calling one of our local malls and convincing or basically just telling the unfortunate soul who answers our phone call that we want to see Santa Claus and we will do anything to make sure we see Santa Claus.
And we're not 21 years old. We're not Nathan and Kale. We are 35.
I'm going to be an old man trying to see my Santa Claus.
We're old weirdos trying to sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah, let's see how, like, I think, like, I don't know. I haven't seen you a prank call yet, so I'm kind of worried. But if I do it, I think I got this. But okay. I do want to see you do it, but I'll only make you do it if you actually lose.
Like you should. As you should.
Oh.
It's a fair game.
I should actually just tie you up. Tie you up and then make you prank call someone.
Fuck, bro. Really?
Some kinky shit.
You got me bricked up doing podcasts. All right.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Yours? All right.
All right, Bales. Red was the first color ever named.
Red was the first color ever named. Printer.
Good job.
Thanks.
Correct.
What was
Alice
the first
Blue
color?
Was the first. It was named after one of the old president's wives or some shit like that. I don't even know how they came out, but Red was not.
Like, do you know what years this was or anything?
No,
or?
I literally made that one up, and then I Googled to make sure it wasn't actually Red.
Yeah, you're like,
and
yeah.
It wasn't. So.
You would think, actually, like, you would think, though, I thought about it for a sec, and I thought Roy G. Biv, and I was like, maybe it was.
That's exactly what I was thinking
maybe
of,
it was. Yeah. Maybe it was.
Because it's the very start of, yeah, that's what I was trying
very
to
very smart.
Do
I outsmarted you, though. All right. In 2011... a man was arrested for turning a vibrator into a bomb with the intention of giving it to his ex-girlfriend.
Printer.
It's facts.
Of course that's fucking facts.
This dude had the intention of destroying and killing his girlfriend with a vibrator. America, that's America for you.
Like, that's so America.
That is so America.
Did it say what state?
I didn't go that far. I probably said it. I just
Florida or Cali.
Florida or Cali. Yeah. I bet you it was just like some innocent one. Like there's just a nutso in like Montana or something.
I don't think Montana's very innocent.
Well, just because of the show Yellowstone doesn't mean Montana's not innocent. Name one other. What other innocent state do you think there'd be?
North Dakota.
South Dakota. Yeah.
One of the Dakotas.
One of the Dakotas. Pretty innocent.
All right. Fuck. So.
One rip.
Yeah.
How many rounds are we doing? Are we doing four? And then if we're at tie, we do a fifth, right? Okay. That's a... Yeah.
We did five last time.
Okay, well, whatever.
We'll do five. It won't be a tiebreaker. If it's a tiebreaker, we'll just fucking both prank call.
We'll just prank call. Okay.
Santa's real name is Sir Nicholas.
That's fact.
No, it's printer. It's Saint Nicholas, you fuckface.
Wow, that's gutless. Nicholas.
How's that gutless?
I don't know. I just think. St. Nicholas. I don't know why I didn't think about that. I totally knew it was St. Nicholas.
As soon as I said Nicholas, you're like, yeah, I heard that before.
Well, no, I totally knew it was St. Nicholas. I just fucking just went with fact way too quickly. I should actually let my brain work.
Honestly, I feel like we'd have better luck of just saying facts or printer immediately than fucking bullshit.
Okay. The majority of popular Christmas songs were created by Jews.
The Jewish people?
The Jewish people.
Don't call them Jews, please. That's very
That's
slang.
Just how the fact was saying. That's what the fact on the website said, so.
Facts.
It is fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, honestly,
I don't know why, though.
Like, Santa might have been originally Jewish.
I don't know.
Sorry,
I'm
Jewish
not very,
person.
I'm not very, I'm not.
Santa was a Jew.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm not very cultured in that sense, but I was thinking about it, and I was like, that's such a stupid, like, because they have Hanukkah, right?
Yeah, happy Hanukkah.
So it is kind of weird that that is a fact, but this fact website said it was, so.
The only reason I knew is because when you were saying, it's what it said on the website, you're like too serious about it. I'm like, okay, he's going to think I'm going to call him out for lying, but he's actually telling a fact.
You're going to overthink one of these one time. Or you're gonna be
so
like,
we just did the old flipperoo on wrong, right, wrong. All right, cool. Bales, you ready?
Yeah, I got nothing else going on right now.
All right, fair. I guess we're recording a pod. Every year in the UK, approximately 7 million tons of food is wasted during Christmas holidays.
See, I hate these kind of ones because I know you could easily just change a number. What country was it again?
The UK.
How many countries are in the United Kingdom?
13 or 14 probably. I don't know.
17 million tons?
No, 7 million tons of food is wasted during Christmas holidays.
I think that's printer.
No, it's facts.
Hmm.
Approximately 7 million tons of food is wasted during Xmas holidays just in the fucking UK. How fucked is that?
It's not really that much.
But we don't know how many, what, like...
That's probably like, what, one cubic cloud? Tons that's one cloud.
Metric tons?
That's really one cloud, I think. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like 7 million tons of food is quite a bit of food that's wasted.
Okay. In the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rudolph was the smallest character size-wise in the entire movie.
Facts.
It is a fact.
Yeah. He's a little bitch.
He sucks.
He's a bitch, mate. That's actually fucking awesome.
He's a child.
I thought he was
smaller than the one like elf guy, but apparently he's not.
I have a Rudolph factor printer for you. What's it gonna be? Not yet though, it's my last one.
Okay.
Surprisingly, the most popular pie in the USA is not apple pie. It's actually pumpkin pie.
It's a printer.
You're right. It's definitely apple pie.
It's apple pie. Yeah.
I thought I'd get to by saying, well, surprisingly.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about it. I was like, they literally have apple pie at McDonald's in the States.
Those are strudels or are they pies?
No, I appreciate it. They literally have apple pie at McDonald's.
Yeah, that makes sense.
McDonald's lost you that one. But 2-2. Okay. In the song 12 Days of Christmas, the total amount of gifts add up to 364.
Printer.
It's a fact, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so I guess, like, I don't know, I didn't do the math.
But would it be, like, one, two, so like, it'd be one, like, then one,
yeah, it'd plus be, one, it'd two. Be one plus one, two,
plus one, two, three. One, two,
three. Yeah, all the way up.
Bro, that's way more than 364.
Oh, think about it, it only did 12 once. Like, think about it, like, it's, I don't know, that's what the fact said, I swear to God.
Bro.
I'll look it up right now to make sure, but it was on the website. 12 Days of Christmas. It is 12 Days of Christmas. Total number of gifts. Yeah, 364. I told
you. Fuck!
Yeah, I just make it up. No, that's all right. 2-2 going to the last factor printer.
Yeah. Up until 1994. Rudolph was actually in the second row of reindeer, not the front.
Huh. That has to be printer.
It's printer.
Yeah, that has
Dude to be printer. He was always up front.
Yeah, I was like, no way.
You're like,
I was literally like, wait a second. That's such like a that was such like an off pace fact that I literally was like, I was like, it could be real.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to get this right. If not, you get to do it today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In parts of Venezuela, people wear roller skates to get to their Christmas Eve masses.
Facts.
It is fact.
Oh, no!
We're tied up. We are tied up here.
Oh.
What do we even do?
I don't know.
I don't know what to do either.
Honestly, how long has it been right now?
We are at 43.
Let's both do it. Let's both call it a mall.
I don't
think we have time. It was like 2 minutes each.
No, let's just... We both have to find one right now. Okay, let's go. You say yours. Go first. Go first here.
This is the tiebreaker.
Okay, we got to figure this out.
There are 5 types of evergreen trees.
It's a printer.
No, it's facts.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. Way to think on that one.
How many trees are there?
I don't know. There's 5 types of evergreen trees. In the world. I don't know.
How many evergreen trees are there?
Probably a lot.
Okay, almost 34 sets of Lego are sold every second during the Christmas season.
What? Four sets.
Almost 34 sets of Lego are sold every second during the Christmas season.
Facts.
It's a printer. It's actually 28.
Oh my fucking God, dude.
Okay, I have another one lined up. Do you have another one lined up?
No.
Okay, hold on. We'll we'll pause here and we'll let you look for one.
Oh my God.
And we're back. Okay.
We're back.
Did you forget?
I got one.
It actually took you a long time to find one there. Okay. I'm going to go first just because I kind of want to end this tiebreaker that we got going here.
Maybe it'll make a difference.
Okay, you go first then.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, Nova Scotia is the world's leading exporter of Christmas trees.
Facts.
Fuck, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is facts. I literally thought that wouldn't be, though, because think about it, it's by the ocean.
Yeah, sure. I guess that's the reason why it isn't, hey?
Is Nova Scotia even a province anymore?
Santa Claus weighs 311 pounds.
Fuck you, man. That's printers. Fucking
dude.
Santa Claus isn't real.
He's 260 pounds.
Who the fuck is
Stop that? Tying, man.
How the fuck can Santa Claus isn't real?
Ever.
Santa Claus isn't real. Okay, I gotta whip up another one.
If Santa Claus isn't real, that means none of this shit has fucking been real that we've been saying.
Okay.
You have a fact ready?
Yeah, I'm on a fact website. The first ever company to use Santa Claus in a Christmas promotion was Coca-Cola.
True.
Okay.
Well, is that right?
Yeah, like, fucking, can you just go?
Dude, well, you didn't give me a fucking any time.
I literally told you, I said, go to a fact website.
The average U.S. household spends $1,500 during the Christmas holidays.
Printer.
No, that's facts.
Okay, I'm just going to do this fucking prank call. I actually don't even care anymore. That was fucking... America's broke. Only 1500, bro.
The average family. So some probably spend none because there's slums in America. And some probably spend millions.
Sorry, guys. America's a movie. All right, I'm going to do the phone call now.
All right. Center Security, Steven speaking.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad. How about yourself?
Doing all right. I have a quick question for you. Do you guys have like Santa pictures this year? Like pictures with Santa Claus?
I do, but I think you have to arrange an appointment online on the Cadillac Fairview website. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not 100% sure how that works. You might need to call guest services just for more information on that. I just don't have the details on that.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, yeah, because since I was about 16 years old, I would get a picture with Santa Claus every year. Right now, I just had my first kid, and I'm about 40. Do you think it would be weird if we, like, myself and my child both sat on his lap? Or, like, because of COVID, like, is that allowed?
Again, I'm not 100% too sure about that. Again, that might be more information for, like, the guest services somewhere where you're booking the appointment. I might just don't have, like, if it's probably a toddler, I probably, if it's, like... Yeah, a toddler, I probably wouldn't see an issue with that, but I can't speak
about But, him. Like, I probably can't sit on his lap.
Yeah, to be honest, I am not sure. I'm just trying to check the catalog for everyone.
Yeah, it's just because, like, the only thing I look for around Christmas time is going to get the picture with Santa Claus every single year, so I just want to make sure it's okay. Sir?
I was on the radio.
Did you know in a couple of Santa Claus's movies, he has a radio to communicate with his elves during Christmas time?
Sorry, just bear with me here 1 second.
Up until I was about 17 years old, I thought Santa Claus was real.
So if you go on if you actually Google Chinook Mall Santa pictures, there's actually a link. It's actually on the very top of a Google search. If you search Chinook Mall Santa pictures,
okay,
you can actually book. There's actually a book now button link there, and when you scroll down, it talks about that we have enhanced safety measures, including mandatory masks.
Awesome. Wait, Santa wears a mask?
I'm not sure. It says that we haven't had safety.
That would be the most ridiculous thing in Christmas history.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't make the rules on that. There's a PDF here that just opened up. So, yeah, I'd recommend, if you just, go on your phone browser, just your regular computer browser, just Google Chinook Mall Santa pictures. And then right.
Yeah, I love Santa.
Yeah, so at the very top link, it says Santa is safely back Cadillac Fairview, and then there'll be a link there, and if you scroll down a little bit, it says please see our safety measures here for information.
K, Okay, thank you, sir. Merry Christmas, and don't forget to wish everyone around you a Merry Christmas as well.
All right, we'll do it. Take care.
All right. Holy fuck! That guy was convinced to get me to see Santa.
I kind of feel bad that he was like, "I kind of help you."
He's like, "Who's this weirdo who wants to see Santa Claus?"
Holy fuck!
Sorry, dude.
Good job, Bells. That's four times now you've had to call. Three times.
Four. Is it three? No, I think it's, I don't know. No, it's four.
It's four. Yeah, it's four. I mean, I've had to do a zero. I mean, I'm better at facts and printer than you.
Merry Christmas.
Poor guy. All right, Bells.
Shower thought
to end the podcast.
Okay, I'll go first here. All right. In honor of my...
Restart that, please. In honor of
no,
what?
I don't. In honor of my four...
That wasn't much better.
In honor of my... four-month anniversary of accidentally posting a nude video on my Snapchat story.
Of your soft dick and balls.
Yeah, my soft genitalia just flopping all over. We're going to get into like a nude shower thought here. But did you know that if you ever end up naked in public, you're actually better off covering up your face than your genitals?
True. So they don't know it's you.
Yeah. Yeah, because everyone, if you cover up your private parts, everyone's like, shit, like that's Nathan, he's naked. I've never been in this position, but just for anyone who ever ends up naked.
Mine's kind of sad, so I feel like I should have gone first.
Why?
And the pot on a fucking
sad
note.
Sad ones?
There was a day where your parents held you for the last time. How sad is that?
I think I'm going to always hold my parents, though.
No, there was a time where your father and mother picked you up and held you in their arms for the last time. Like, when? Why did they decide to stop doing that?
Your parents still don't do that?
Oh, God.
I hop into my dad's arms all the time.
I could believe that.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I didn't end on a sad one. I wish you fucking ended. I can do a different one. Nah, it's fine.
Nah, you don't have to do a different one. What's your favorite part of Christmas, Kale?
My favorite part of Christmas is probably the morning of. Just that feeling of euphoria you get when you wake up knowing there's presents under the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I had a habit as a kid is never sleeping on Christmas Eve. Like I never slept.
Well, it's funny because like I always thought I like never did. But staying up till like 10 o'clock was so fucking late. I thought I was like staying up all night, but I usually fall asleep around like 10:30, 11 when I was a kid. So now I stay up till 1 or 2 and then wake up at fucking 6 for it.
You're such a fucking badass, bro.
I know.
Oh like, my God, staying up so late.
How does Santa get fucking enough time to sneak in? He always does it somehow, though. I'm
fucking I don't know how he does it, man. He always gets in there. Okay, next episode. Nathan and Kale's rating scales of TV shows and movies that we watch during the year. So if you want to understand what to binge or what movies to watch when you're hungover, that's the episode to watch.
Or just fucking whenever.
Watch, sorry.
Some of these shows we're going to mention you can watch in like 2 days. Some you can watch over a span of like a month. Just one episode a night. They're all good.
Yeah. Pretty fucking badass.
We've done a lot.
I have a lot. I just saw the new Spider-Man movie, so I'll include that on there, even though you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'll have to give an honest rating. Yeah. I'll be honest. Like we were with all the bar ratings, we were completely fucking honest.
I had a lot of people reply saying it was fucking hilarious. And I've also had a lot of people reply saying, fuck you. I work there. You're a dick.
Major beef, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, it happens.
Our kitchen is a piece of shit, apparently.
Yeah. This table, hold on. Does it sound like a sturdy table?
I don't know. Your chair looks like it's covered in dust right now, bro.
Fuck. Where our couches go?
Where the fuck did our furniture go?
Oh, right.
Oh, shit. All right. Check out our Twitter. Our Twitter is gasoline. Minimal filters, and then check out our Instagram, minimal_filters. What are your plans for last night, Kale?
Gotta go to bed early, because...
you have a job. Congrats, buddy. I'm gonna go out and have a couple of drinks.
I don't know. Maybe I'll join you, but probably not. We'll see. No promises, but rubber arm.
Rubber arm.
The boys are gonna be here soon, too, so
yeah,
they'll
the boys
me.
Will be here soon. All right. All right. See you next episode.
Love you all.
Next time?
Yeah. See all you next week.
Peace out.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.